My name is Dan, and I'm here to review movies. Say hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Welcome to the Indie Film Review. I know this is your first time, so I'm welcoming you.
Thank
personally.
You for welcoming me. It's an honor to be here. I'm glad I'm
is
finally
it,
called upon for my expertise.
Well, we need someone who's actually seen a film.
Yes, and I have seen a film.
That's
to
good.
Be exact, I have seen a film called Butt Boy.
Butt Boy? What's
Butt
that
Boy.
About?
besides being a fun film to say, it is a strange film. So basically, there's this dude who likes to shove things up his butt, and he gets out of hand, and he
okay,
shoves
sounds good so
everything
far.
Up his butt. And along the way, he meets a detective who is somehow automatically suspicious that he's shoving things up his butt.
And yeah, that about sums it
basically
up.
Basically, the butt shovings become criminal activities. Like, he abducts children into his rectum,
yeah.
Which is really fucked up if you think about it.
This is a reviewing podcast of independent films. I forget
yes.
if we said that. Now I have. Dan, you've already done your 30-second elevator pitch. What a fucking movie this is. I mean, I guess let's just do questions.
Here's the deal.
Let's just get
okay.
right into it.
Whenever you got a film called Butt Boy that just rolls off the tongue like that, there's going to be a lot right and a lot wrong.
You think this movie is tailor-made for us?
Yes.
Like, I feel like we're the demographic for this film. Like, just us two, though.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, if you are not me or Jared, you might not want to watch this movie, but I would say I would recommend this movie, honestly. Like,
okay.
The reviews on IMDb are completely divisive. Like, there's
really?
People
yeah.
who love it,
I can
and
imagine.
There are people who hate it. Like, one person was talking about, it's like, this is high school bullshit, and the other person was like, you know, this kept me engaged the entire time. I'm kind of one of those people that, it kept me engaged. There's a lot you gotta let go of in terms of suspending your disbelief. Like, the plot
yes.
moves forward without you, basically. And you're just like, okay, I guess I have to accept this. But
this film is not interested in you understanding some of the more... It's just, like, the supernatural things that are going on.
Yeah.
It's also played extremely seriously. Everything is very serious and deadpan. And that sounds like a cool, like... I guess the idea is, hey, we want to make this serious, hard-boiled, like, detective movie, but have the dumbest premise we can possibly think of. And I guess they got this premise from a sketch comedy group, Tiny Cinema, which we're not sure if it was a TV series or if it was just on YouTube, but this whole thing was based off of a sketch from that. And one thing I'll say about these guys who did this film is that they really know how to make a movie.
Yes, they do.
At the very least, they made an excellent film. Like, Dan, what did you think about the music in this movie?
Music is great. And I was reading the IMDb trivia. Apparently, the writers, Tyler Cornack and Ryan Coke, were... or Coach, I don't know. Koch? Ryan Koch.
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
Let me read the fucking trivia. They said, okay, Tyler Cornack and Ryan Coke wrote and recorded the film score while they were writing the screenplay. So they wrote it prior to filming, which is pretty interesting. And I liked the film score a lot. It was very interesting. It was conventional in some areas, but other areas it was really experimental. And I'm like, wow, this is really bringing my attention to it.
Everything about this movie is aces in terms of, like, it being low budget and how good it looks.
Yeah, $150,000 for how good this movie looks. $150,000, that's fucking crazy.
I mean, there's some transitions to where, like, it shows the main character, Chip. He's, like, slow-mo running in the street, and he like passes by like an object that's like blocking the camera, and then he's like in his house. It was like a really cool transition of him being in his house.
Well, and then the CGI at the end of this is just it's like the CGI works because they keep it dark, and it's supposed to be dark, so it makes sense. But Jared, how did you feel about the acting in this film?
The acting, I thought the acting was good, really good. From, let me get this guy's name, Tyler Rice.
I think everybody was good at what the detective. They were doing, but Tyler Rice stole the show. He was excellent.
This guy, he's like a Christian Bale stunt double.
Christian Bale stunt double, but I said he looked like a cross between Gary Oldman and, what was the other guy? I should have written it down, but he looks like
Gary Newman?
No.
Gary Oldman, Gary Newman? All right. I'll see myself out.
I didn't even realize that was the thing. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Biopic about Gary Newman starring Gary Oldman.
Get it done. Get it done, Hollywood. Everyone did a really, really great job, especially the two main characters. Like I said, both of the Tylers, the director and Tyler Rice. Tyler Rice fucking killed it, man. Oh my gosh. Like, he should be in more movies. What is going on? Why is he not in, like, mainstream film? He needs to be in more films.
Yeah.
There was, like, one lady that Tyler Rice was, like, talking with who felt like she only had one scene. Oh, it was the office scene where he was going into the office to interview some of the people in the office. She was, like, explaining the situation, and then that was the only time I I was taken out of the film. I was like, oh, you're not... Can we do this take again? She didn't feel like an actor, and it kind of took me out of it. But, so I'm praising this film, right? I'm really giving it a lot of praise, blah, blah, blah. I actually had a lot of problems with this movie.
I have problems with it, but not a lot of them. Like, the problems I have are super major, and basically it boils down to... I really like and dislike
the... Did you say super major?
What? Super major?
Said,
major?
Yeah, you said the problems are super major.
Yeah, super major.
Instead of super minor.
Oops. So the problems are super minor for me. But no. I don't even know. Maybe I did mean major. Because here's the deal. The concept of this film is brilliant. Mm-hmm. I like the deadpan... Like, let's take this absurd concept and make it as serious as possible without explanation. I like that a lot. But what happens and why it's difficult for me to like this movie to its fullest extent is they leave so much to... They leave you in the dark too much, I think. They don't explain the supernatural. They don't explain... And like, granted, you can't necessarily because that's, you know... That would rework the entire movie. But what happens is you have a golden premise and you just can't write it without it being impossible to film, if that makes sense.
Well, here's something that I think they could have done is the guy who can put things up his butt, he can put anything up his butt and it will just go there. Like magically, so, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, basically here's the real thing. Are we in spoiler territory now?
We're going to spoil this film. Okay. If you want to watch it, Amazon Prime.
So just to be clear, you have not seen this film, there's a guy who he's in a dead-end marriage. He's like facing his midlife depression and he goes and he has his proctal exam. And afterwards he realizes he has a butt kink and he likes things being stuck
up. He actually really enjoyed...
Yeah.
The doctor putting things up his butt.
So
and the doctor does it so aggressively, by the way. The doctor basically, like, throws him down on the table and, like, shoves his finger into him.
Yeah. So
it was intense.
He gets obsessed with shoving things up his butt and keeping it secret. And eventually it leads to him.
But it goes from, like, his remote. To, like, putting a dog up his ass within, like, 1 minute. He just, escalates it.
That is... Thank you for bringing that up. That is my problem numero uno with this film, is it doesn't step on the brakes at all. It just goes 0 to 100 and expects you not to have any whiplash.
And then his butthole apparently is gaining superpowers, where the more things he puts up his butt, the more powerful it becomes. He can suck
things
into where he can suck in air, and like he can like it's like that weird vacuum from the monk in Roni Kenshin, where he's like opens his hand up and all this fucking any whatever's in front of it goes inside of the hand. So the idea of a dude who puts things up his butt, which eventually leads him to killing people, I'm on board with. But just have him start to realize that he has this ability. Like, oh, I can like put anything up my butt and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He never has that realization. He's just like, put things up my butt. He treats it like an addiction. There's mm-hmm. this whole thing where he goes to AA for alcoholism, but it's really there. He's there to like stop from putting things up his ass because he. Like, why would his addiction lead him to want to put a child up his ass?
That's a really
the
hard...
The cognitive dissonance of, like, that would be the best thing to put up my ass.
That was a really hard...
anything up his ass.
That's what I'm saying. That was a really hard hurdle to cross because, you know, it blurs the line between, you know, fetish and criminal law.
Because... It's so weird because I'm taking this plot so seriously because the movie takes it very seriously.
Right, and so, I want to say it's not necessarily because I feel like they did such a good job of writing the story around this mm-hmm. absurd concept. Like, they did a good job with writing it, but there's just something missing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily feel complete. Yeah, like, I think you're right. Just some acknowledgement from the main character or some motivation. So he's not necessarily just this weird creeper that likes to shove things up his butt.
Because you could easily just take this film and instead of some weirdo who shoves stuff up his butt, just make him that he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
And then now you have like a really excellent hard-boiled detective film. Maybe it's a little more mundane than it was before without the butt stuff, but... It would work, and it's strange because, like you said, everything is taken so seriously except for these certain things that would make the film work better. And what I feel like really hurts it is the film is not funny at all. It says this is a comedy thriller.
I didn't laugh
one time during this film.
I laughed
and
a couple times.
The premise of this movie starts wearing really fucking thin on the 30-minute mark. I, like, checked the runtime, and I'm like, oh my god, this movie's still going? Like, when they were in the laser tag place, which was amazing. That was an mm-hmm. amazing scene, by the way. And the detective gets sucked up the guy's ass. After that, the whole, like, them being in his ass, which is, like, a cave that they filmed... And it's, like, apparently everything that gets sucked up his ass still lives. So, like, there's, like, kids in his ass that are just living there eating shit.
Did you catch the important part of that?
What?
Okay, so the story is written the very... So, basically, the guy who shoved things up his ass, he shoved the kid up his ass, and then he goes dormant for 9 years.
Yeah, yes.
And it turns out that... Okay, so, first of all, he's part of AA, and he's been there for, like, 5 years or so. And this detective comes up, and he is wanting to be sober. And he gets set up with Chip. He gets set up with the dude that shoves
as
things up his butt.
As
a sponsor. So, you have that relationship already. It's, like, it's a genius matching. Like, that was a perfect way to write it into the story. But apparently, Russell... Yeah, his name is Russell Fox.
Mm-hmm.
The detective. He was the father of the child that went missing 9 years
yeah.
ago. Mm-hmm. And that kid grew up somehow in the butt.
Not knowing, not understanding language, not understanding anything. As
not
a baby,
having anything to eat besides shit. Not knowing how to eat.
How does a small baby who can't feed himself survive inside this?
Exactly.
So it's like, What stuff do you want us to take seriously, and what stuff do you really want us to just shut our brains off? Because it's blurring the line here. I think, honestly, I think everything should make sense within the boundaries of what the film's rules have set up. And in the rules, it says I can put anything up my butt. Okay, I can totally understand that. Now let's explore the ideas around that. Okay, mm-hmm. like, what happens when things go up his butt? Have him discovering what he could do with the butt. You know what I mean? Like, why does he need to put kids up his butt? Explore all of those stupid ideas. And then I could be more on board with the film. Because they spent so much time making everything else so good and so realistic. Why not keep going with the seriousness of how dumb this premise is?
So the issue with this film is the suspension of disbelief. Yeah. Like, there's just, it becomes so absurd, so ridiculous.
But yet not funny.
I don't know. I laughed a couple times. Like, one of the most ingenious, well-done shots is whenever the detective is tailing him for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then the detective tries to get away. And the detective looks in the rearview mirror because, like, he sees wind just flying past his car. And as he looks in the rearview mirror, he just sees a bare ass and, like, being spread apart. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's, like, getting sucked in, yeah.
But, and then I laughed at the very end where he explodes.
Yeah.
Like, I was not expecting that at all.
I was wondering, like, how are they going to get out of his butt? Because the detective and these two little kids spend a month trying to figure out how to get out of this guy's colon. The premise is so dumb. The premise is so dumb.
It's terrible, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. I can't say I didn't enjoy it.
Were you still enjoying it at the 30-minute mark when, like, the dog comes out of his butt and he pretends that the dog...
That wasn't the 30-minute mark. You mean, like, 30 more minutes.
Yeah, at the end, I meant. Yeah, the last 30 minutes.
So, here's where I stopped.
The film was really losing me then.
I stopped at about 30 minutes. I'm like, where could this film possibly go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to be along for the ride. I'm going to go in blind. I'm just not going to worry about it. And I was able to suspend my disbelief enough to enjoy the absurdity of it.
Okay. I was too for a long time.
I do see your point where it started to unravel towards the end with the dog and, like, how are they going to get out and everything. But.
We've said but so many times and during this review.
But. I can't stop. Anyway.
Won't stop. Can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, but stop. But.
The butt stops here.
The butt stops here.
Hey guys, PSA, don't shove a child up your asshole. You can literally put anything else up there. But don't put a plunger, because a guy did that once, and he was on a toilet, and he was putting a plunger up his ass, and he slipped and fell, and a thing went right through him.
Really?
True story. Yeah.
I'm glad I have you to tell me these true stories.
Yeah. If you're going to do butt stuff, do it safely and do it with a friend you trust who can supervise.
Jared, let's talk about scenes that we like or didn't like, for that matter.
Okay. I mean, this movie has so many great scenes. If this movie was like 30 minutes shorter, it would be so fucking good.
Well, it kind of makes me want to see the original sketch from Tiny Cinema, because that might be where it's at.
I mean, like, and the camera shots. If you're a cinephile, some of the shots in this
movie looks gorgeous. It's incredible what they do.
They're so good. This movie looks so good.
Like, and the one where the detective is going down that long corridor.
Yeah.
That was so good. And yeah, the laser tag scene is definitely the best. Now, here is my favorite scene in the film. And sure. I cannot believe that you didn't laugh at this.
Okay.
The scene where the detective has to take a shit in his house, in Chip's house. And, like, Chip is, like, trying to get into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, because Chip thinks that Russell's going to figure out some evidence in his bathroom. Of him linking him to the case that he's doing. So he starts to jiggle the handle and jiggle the handle and jiggle the handle, and then eventually breaks in. No, I wasn't laughing at all at this. I don't know. Oh, I was just kind of sitting silently watching it. There was no tension. There was no nothing there. I don't know. It just wasn't working. I mean, I was happy when he exploded at the end, when he was, like, getting, like, a key to the city or whatever the fuck was going on there in that scene.
Yeah, and he, like, scanners and the all over everybody.
The detective explodes out with the little boy, and he goes up to his boss, who, like, wasn't believing him before about what was going on. He's like, case closed. That was pretty great. And then takes the... But then he, like, takes his own son to the hospital, who he hasn't seen in so long, and then his ex-wife is there with her new boyfriend, and they're, like... so happy that they found their son, and he's sitting there covered in blood. Like, that was pretty great. It's just by then I was so, like, checked out of the movie because it took so long. Like, all of the shots of them being in the butt, I could have done without. Like, we didn't need any of that stuff. Like, if you cut all that out and just had focused on
them being in the butt
on Chip, I don't know, man.
Well,
it wasn't good.
Here's the deal. Once I had, like, once I did the chore of suspending my disbelief hardcore, and I accepted that I wasn't, like, I just have to go through this movie with its own logic, and, like, even though it's, the logic is super implied, it just, I liked the aesthetic of what was inside the butt, like, what it looked like.
Yeah, you did.
And it made me want to go inside of somebody's butt.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I mean, it looked like a nice, roomy butt. Like, you could, it has a lot of square footage in that guy's asshole.
And then there's a scene where he gets another rectal exam while people are in his butt.
And that's how he figures out how to escape. He sees the fingers. The
detective sees fingers. It was so good.
It's really nasty.
I'm a child. It was a stupid, disgusting premise, but it tickled me. Like, it wasn't laugh out loud funny, but okay. Like, there were certain moments where I just kind of was like that.
So either this film could have went more absurd and really leaned into the comedy, but then that would have taken away from the seriousness of it. Or I think it should have just been even more serious and more grounded in reality.
Yeah.
Of, like,
that would have helped.
This is, like, some weird thing that this guy has to live with. What if he had, like, he was compelled to put things up his ass without understanding why?
Then he would be more like a typical serial killer.
Make it a fucking X-Files episode. I don't know. I just really wanted this film to work because I was so on board in the beginning and I did not think I was going to be. And, why kids?
Yeah, like, the kids are a very, very tough sell. Like, even what talking about it makes me feel weird.
Yeah, what if he didn't have a superpower and he would just put things up his ass? And it felt good, and he'd put a remote up his ass. I can't believe I'm talking about this. He'd put a remote up his ass, and then he'd take it out, and then he realized, like, I really enjoy this. Then he started doing it with animals, and he, like, put the head of an animal up his ass. He's like, oh, that felt good. But it would kill the animal. And then he did it with a kid. What if there was no supernatural aspect and he was just murdering people because he's found out that he can shove their faces up his ass and kill them?
Like a visual of just the detective. His whole head is up the ass and just, like, it looks like they're piggybacking, but instead of piggybacking, oh my god.
So he's, like, fighting with the detective trying to shove him up his own ass.
Like a scene from The Thing where the stomach opens up.
And he's gotta, like, reach for his gun or something to stop him. I don't know, man. This fucking movie, really, really strange. Was there any other scene you wanted to talk about, Dan?
Well, I think, okay, so let's think of ways to improve this film.
Okay, because
you were talking about making it more serious, and I'm thinking maybe adding some doves at the end.
Yeah. John Wood up. Yeah, absolutely. What if the doves flew out of his ass? Yeah, for sure. Oh, if you would have taken this film and just put Kung Fu in it.
Oh my god.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, baby. Keep it as serious as it is, but just make them all just have fight scenes every now and again.
Butt foo.
Can you imagine butt foo? Yeah, where he's like, he's trying to get you into his butt, and you're trying to, like, block a defense to try to not go inside of his butt. How good would that be? Oh my god. It's making me think of like the Flying Guillotine or something.
I know, I'm like with the one of those man crazy and, ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, now I want to make a kung fu movie where the guy defeats people by putting them in his butt.
Like a sphincter is a muscle. You can constrict dude, things with it.
Crush them. Just crush their fucking heads. Sphincter. The sphincter.
Absorb punches.
Yeah, like, with your butt cheeks.
Punches the butt, and it just takes his hand off like Riccio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else could we do to fix this film? Because we're movie doctors. And this is like what we do. More like sex scenes, you know? But no butt stuff. Just way more sex scenes. Really sex it up. Put like, you know, like supermodels in the movie.
Well, okay, the other thing is...
What else?
I feel like one of the weaker parts of the story was...
All the kids are played by Danny DeVito.
Well, I guess it's not weak. Like, just the detective and his estranged relationship that's implied. I didn't really get behind that too much, but I guess it makes sense to the story. Like, the way
I thought it was good. Just the first time they introduced it is he goes to someone's house and climbs a tree and just, like, spying on someone. Yeah. And the woman in the window looked like a really old lady.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is he just spying on this grandma? Is this something that he just does? But apparently it was his wife with her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I mean, they broke up because their kid went missing, pretty much. And he started drinking.
Final thoughts. I feel like this film, and I probably should have said this earlier, it deals with the stigma and the anxiety that is around experimenting with your sexual desires.
And addiction.
And addiction. And how those lines can cross very easily. Like, you get addicted to your vice, essentially. And it because of how absurd and how... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, visceral?
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy. How visual... Like these, how, well, no. Okay. So how absurd it becomes makes it so that you have a better understanding of
the escalation of like,
yeah, like how things build into fetishes, I guess. I don't know. I thought if you really think about it from a social standpoint, it's a decent movie in that regard.
I mean, but it is making some points with the film, whether intentional or not. But that wouldn't be the reason to watch the film. I don't know. I would only like recommend this movie to people who like detective movies and want to see a weird take on a classic detective film. Other than that, you're not going to get much else from it.
Yeah, it definitely isn't as good as I wanted it to be, but it is a solid film that
it
looks
is.
Gorgeous.
It is. That's what's so strange about it, is everyone did such a good job in this movie. Oh, what a weirdo film.
Which is all impressive, right. Because it's fucking Butt Boy.
Yeah, fucking Butt Boy. Oh, okay, Dan, where can they find us?
They can find us on Twitter at IndieFilmPod. You can find us on Instagram at IndieFilmReviewPod. You can email us at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com.
Yay. Hey, guys, we're on the Necropodicon Network. That is a network that if you go to necropodicon.com, you can click on the link to the website and go to our Discord. There should be a link there for the Discord right in the front page. You can come talk to us, say hello. We just like to hang out over there. You can find other podcasts like ours that you might be interested in. And it's just a fun, good time, you know? Just fucking hanging out, chilling. Just fucking talking about Butt Boy, man. 24/7. It's our favorite film. We love it. Thank you all for listening. If you're going to shove something
over the years.
Yeah. If you're going to shove something up your butt, make sure it's not alive. I guess that would probably be, like, the biggest takeaway.
Preferably, if it is alive, make it...
not a child?
Yeah, 18
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, 18 and up. 18 and up, yeah,
I
yeah.
Stick
18
to your
and
age
up
range.
Can definitely
or
maybe
Milfit. Milfit, somebody older than you.
Yeah, 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 Milfit. Get pegged. You know, all that stuff's totally fine with us. We absolutely support pegging on the indie film review.
I mean,
I just imagine someone clicking on our show, like, "Oh, indie film review. This sounds classy," and they listen to this episode. Like, Jesus Christ. This is children, just fucking children doing this show. All right, thank you guys for listening. Dan, you have the final word.
Hey, Jared.
Yes?
No! No!
Hello, I'm Dr. Discord, and I have one question for you. Are you evil? Do you find yourself secretly rooting for the bad guy? Do you find yourself suppressing a little chuckle when somebody else slips and falls? Do you find yourself secretly wishing for global domination? If you answered yes to any of these questions, check out Unnecessary Evil Podcast, where we discuss all things evil, from tips on how to write a better villain to tips on how to be a better villain. I probably won't even leave any booby traps this time. Part of the Necropodicon Network. Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.